and it's time to talk new music because for the first time in over a decade, The Good, The Bad and The Queen are set to release some new music with Maryland, their brand new album out on the 16th of November. And I'm delighted to be joined by Damon and Paul from the band. Good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Great to have you on. And as I say, it's been over a decade away, but you're back. Tell us a little bit about the album.
Well, Damon, I mean, it's...
No, you can start, Paul.
Well, it's taken us a while to get to this point because we've been involved in other projects. And about a year ago, Damon said to me, he said, Paul, if we don't get a producer, we're going to end up with another 10 years with another 40, 50 songs. So in a way, that was our starting point to kickstart everybody back into the studio and start recording with Tony Visconti.
Yeah, it must be difficult for you all trying to sync up those calendars, given how busy you all are.
Well, someone like Tony Allen, you know, I mean, he's playing a lot of the time because that's his livelihood, you know. And I seem to be seemingly playing a lot of the time as well because that's my livelihood. You know, Paul's kind of sort of...
Well, I've got two careers going at the same time, which is music and painting. I mean, whatever form it takes, as long as it's being creative, that's what keeps me out of trouble, or maybe puts me in trouble. Depends.
I think it's more than that. I think we've always been able to find time for each other. It's not that it was just kind of sort of, you know, having a reason to make a record and it's just sort of got to the point where it's like it's now or never, really. You know?
Absolutely. Well, you found a reason here, because if we look at the album, a lot of it is looking at how Britain is today and how you view Britain and where we are in the world today. Mm.
Yeah, there's definitely some meditation on that. I mean, some, you know, if I was being grand, I'd say it was like an elegy. But
well, I'm just looking at the lyrics to Maryland, which is the lead single, and opening up, if you're leaving, please still say goodbye, and if you're leaving, can you leave me my silver jubilee mug, my old flag, my dark woods, my sunrise. Your thoughts on just where we are and how looking out on the world.
Yeah, and it's also recognising the beauty of the country, you know, and the history of the people there and the sort of strange alliances that seem to have formed recently that are sort of bewildering to me in a sense, you know. And I think that song, it opens up quite directly, you know.
Absolutely. And you've been up to Liverpool and amongst other places to get a bit of inspiration for it as well.
Absolutely. I think the Anglican Cathedral had a huge impact on me, and it's you know, it's a sort of one of those magnificent but slightly dark kind of Gothic kind of masterpieces from the Victorian era. And the history behind the money that built that place is, you know, it's problematic for us all, really. But it is an extraordinary place as well. So it's that duality that's constantly going on, you know. That seems to me to be a sort of the essence of what being English is about, really. Conflict between one reality and a sort of slightly unspoken one as well.
Mm. You've been actually all over the country. I'm just looking at the list of places. Penryn Castle, which isn't far from here,
in North Wales. Which is in a strange way related to the Anglican Castle. It's the same kind of sort of architecture. I mean, not the same, but it has that sense of the Gothic about it, which... It's a strange style to kind of come back to, you know, in the Victorian era, and you have to ask yourself why was people so drawn to people with money so drawn to that?
But also there was quite a fashion in those days, I suppose, because in terms of art history, that period Damon's talking about, there was a movement called the Pre-Raphaelite movement that sort of harked back to sort of the medieval period. And in a funny way, after the Second World War, there was a group of artists that were sort of employed to do paintings of Britain, just to sort of, for everybody, sort of touch base with the English-British heritage. Mm.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time. Matt Jones here, and I'm speaking to Damon Albarn and Paul Simonon from The Good, The Bad, and The Queen ahead of their new album, Maryland, coming out. Guys, how does it feel all playing together when you have all been in such big bands as well, and then you come together as one?
Well, I mean, it's always a bit. Sort of edgy to start off with, because I think, you know, I mean, we realised when we were given sort of 2 days rehearsal to get back, and having not played live for good 11 years to be on Jules Holland, it's sort of, you know, we should really have had like cones and tape and work in progress around our bit of the TV studio, because it was like we were prepared enough to be able to do it, but. It felt
like it was still a work in progress in terms of realisation.
And it probably will be for a while, you know what I mean? Because, because it just takes time for a band to really sort of work instinctively with each other on stage, however well they know them. I mean, I've found that going back to other bands. You know, it doesn't happen straight away. I mean, you get glimpses of the magic, but it takes a few audiences before your kind of sort of your muscle memory really kind of kicks in.
Well, you're going on tour as well. You're playing the North Pier in Blackpool, which is the closest you come to us, but another place and town that features quite heavily in the album.
Yeah. Blackpool's the beginning of this record. I mean, you know, in a sense, I wanted to sort of express my northern roots somehow, and you know, because in a way that was kind of sort of one of my biggest kind of biggest puzzles for me was the way that the referendum kind of sort of created this sort of slightly unholy alliance between the north and people like Jacob Rees-Mogg. I just sort of didn't understand how that was possible.
I'm sure plenty of people up here will completely echo those thoughts.
Do you know
what
I mean, though? It just seems weird. And I needed to kind of explore why that. Not in a kind of sort of judgmental way. I'm just sort of, you know, it's my country as well, and I love my country, and I want to know why my family are so split at the moment. Needs to be healed somehow.
When you're writing those songs, how different a place do you go into when you're writing one for The Good, The Bad and The Queen compared to Gorillaz or Blur?
Well, I mean, they are different. They are definitely different. I'd say Blur was closer to The Good, The Bad and The Queen. Mm. You know, and in a way, I would say this record, for me personally as a writer, is a sort of... It's very strongly connected to Part Life.
And it sounds absolutely brilliant, and I think the fans are going to love it as well. So get out and see the guys on tour. Is the plan to keep making music, or are you just taking it as it comes?
Well, the plan is to play this record everywhere in the British Isles, including Liverpool.
Great. Well, it'd be great to see you here.
Well, we will be. We'll come
well,
and see you.
That's our hope.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. Well, guys, it's been great to speak to you. Best of luck with it, and thank you for your time as well.
Thank you for yours.
Thank you.